So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
And good morning, everybody. It's Dan Latto speaking. Hope you're well today. Welcome to the Property Cashflow Show. I want to talk about wealth. We've got 10, 15 minutes max, and then I need to go to the gym. God damn it. So let's talk about money. Let's talk about wealth. And let's just talk about some of the differences here, because this forms part of a conversation I was having with somebody yesterday. And it's about, why are the rich getting richer? Certainly during the pandemic, and I'm sure you've seen all these as well, the rich have increased their net worth by 20% or, you know, by 4.53 trillion or whatever that happens to be. And there's a very obvious reason why that is. But the press don't talk about the really obvious reason. They just want to have a dig at wealthy people for making correct decisions. And then the decisions that they've made happen to end up with an increase in their net worth. And there's some things that are connected here that we need to just kind of understand so that we can actually take advantage of as well. And that's really what I want to cover in this session. So first of all, when you're wealthy, what happens is that if you go out to work, you might not see an immediate increase in your net worth. So what do I mean by that? So when a normal person goes to work, at the end of the month or the end of the week, or even sometimes daily, I pay some of my people daily. They do some work, and in exchange for the work that they've done, they get a set amount of money. It might be £10 an hour. It might be 40 grand a year, okay? But generally, you get paid weekly or monthly or every 2 weeks or whatever that's going to be. So there's a direct exchange here for the amount of time put into something. And yeah, your experience and knowledge and skills, that determines how much you're going to get paid. But you're still having to transfer time for money. Now, when you're wealthy, and let me give you a couple of examples. So it's different. When you're wealthy, if I do some work on my website, let's say it's search engine optimization, and I get onto page one, and it takes 6 months, but it gets me onto page one for Google, and then it's a product that then starts selling, okay? I've put in 6 months of work, but I'm not expecting to get paid weekly or monthly. It's nice if something comes in, but that's not the point. The point is more long-term. It's not a direct set amount number that you're going to get for the amount of work that you put in. You actually don't know how much money you're going to make. You don't even know if it's going to work at all, but you're willing to roll the dice. And one of the reasons why you're willing to roll the dice is because you've got all this spare time. All of your basic costs are actually covered. Like, all my costs are covered from property. Now, what happens is that the wealthy, they sit at home and their money works for them. They don't have to do an immediate direct exchange of their time for money. So I'll give you an example. Let's say you sat at home and you've got a stock market portfolio and in index funds. And let's say the stock market goes up 20%. Which it probably has done at some point this year. It certainly dipped. Maybe loads of people sold because they understand the rules of that game. And then they bought back when the dip was low, and then off the go again. You know, it's probably doubled since March of last year. In fact, if you look at the index funds, like, for us savvy people that are doing that, and they know what they're doing because they're educated in that. How many people work at McDonald's understand how any of that works? Heck, how many people who are doctors understand how that works? And doctors are supposed to be wealthy, right? They're still exchanging time for money. But let's say that stock market's gone up 20%, and you've got a £4 million portfolio. 20% of 4 million is £800,000. So your net worth has increased £800,000 in, say, 12 months. Now let's take a person, let's take a doctor. It doesn't have to be a person working at McDonald's or Greg's or somewhere, you know, lower paid. Let's take a doctor doing 100 grand. What's his net worth or her net worth? What's that increased by? Well, if that doctor's on 100 grand a year, you might go, well, he's increased it by 100 grand. Well, that's not true because they've got tax. So let's take 40% tax off that. Now we're on 60 grand. What else? Inflation, 2.5%. Although if the stock market's gone up 20%, inflation takes that into account there as well. So it kind of balances out. But the doctor also, from that money, he's now got 60 grand. He's got to pay for his car, his mobile phone, his laptop, his house, meals out, all this stuff, you know, 4 holidays a year. And then the amount that's left, that's the amount that they can invest. Whereas the person who's made £800,000, let's say they need to spend £60,000, then they've still got 740 grand left to then reinvest that amount of money. So you see, what happens here is that the lower paid, you can work as hard as you want. And what happens is when you reach a certain point of working really hard and almost burning yourself out and putting in 60, 70, 80 hour weeks in order to earn more money, two jobs. I mean, I've been there and I've done that. But what happens is they reach a certain point of income and then we're going out buying gold chains and we're looking at the Lambo and then we're looking at nice holidays and it's all Instagram, you know, for pictures at the, on top of the Eiffel Tower for a £2,000 meal or whatever. I've never been there, but a £2,000 meal or whatever it is at the top of the Eiffel Tower. I'm sure it's not cheap. So what happens is that they reach a certain point and their income increases and they feel rich. They feel wealthy. So what do? They spend it on all this junk. And instead, what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to invest it. You see, for wealthy people, all their living expenses are already covered. So I was saying this to someone yesterday. I could literally take off for next 12 months, okay? And my digital marketing business will probably just work fine because it's systemized and it's got people in there. There's a few little areas that we're just needing to systemize a little bit further on the sales front, which we're actually doing right now. But generally, that will just go off on its own. But even if that failed, the property stuff will keep growing. The rents will still keep on going up as they have done for the last 200 years. That's just what happens. So what happens here is that the lower paid are working their absolute butts off. And this is the bit that the media kind of focuses on. They're focusing on how wrong it is that all these people work all these hours and work really hard. And yet the wealthy, their net worth increases instantly, easily. And they don't have to do anything. They're just sat on yachts or sat in a villa in Spain or whatever that happens to be. And that's really unfair. And so the question turns into, how do we bridge this chasm? How do we get people who are lower paid, how do we get them to make a difference in their life so that when they actually start getting more money, they don't just go off and spend it on gold chains and Lamborghinis and nice houses and meals out and holidays and whatever, you know, courtside tickets at the Lakers or whatever that happens to be, right? What they need to do is that when that income starts to increase, you know, if you've gone from 50 grand a year to 100 grand a year or 15,000 a year to 30,000 a year, I remember going through that process. I was on 15 grand and I went to 100 grand in 4 years flat. And what happened in my life was when I was on that journey, I allocated a good proportion of the increase over to assets. And at the time it was property. That's how you bridge the chasm. That's how you get from being low paid or low skilled. And I include doctors in this as well. If you're doing 100 grand a year, it sounds like a lot of money, but honestly, it's really not. You're talking 100 grand a year, 40% tax, you've got 60 left, that's 5 grand a month. Like 5 grand a month sounds like a lot of money, and it's not. It's not enough for you to be able to go and put into assets. I mean, yeah, sure, you can save 5 grand a month, but like you still got living expenses. Let's take 3 grand, 4 grand off that. You've now got £1,000 to play with. What are you going to do with £1,000 a month? Like investment wise, you can save £1,000 a month for 12 months. That's £12,000. Not even enough to get you a deposit on your next buy to let. And so your lifestyle has to change, because if you are that doctor on 100 grand, now you've got 60 grand because of 40% tax. Now you're on 5 grand a month and you've got a house and a car. And if you're living in London, like that 5 grand's gone, right? So what you've got to do is you've got to bring your costs down. You got to get the junk car. You got to lower your living expenses. You got to stop eating out and go out once a month instead of, you know, four times a month or eight times a month or twice a week, three times a week, whatever that's going to be. You got to cut all that back and you got to start saving. So that if you can get to, say, £2,500 of expenses, so you're saving £2,500. I should use a different amount. Let's say £3,000 expenses and you're saving two. Just easy maths. You've now got 24 grand. 24 grand is a deposit on a house. You can buy one house a year for the next 20 years. You've got 20 house portfolio. That's a couple of million quid. You know, that's then going to give you cash flow that you don't need to work for. And then what happens is over a period of time, the value of the properties go up, the value of the rents increase as well. And now you're getting pay rises whilst all your colleagues are still working, being a doctor or Greg's or whatever it happens to be. Your net worth is now increasing. Your dividends from the stocks that you've invested in, they're increasing. And so that's the difference that makes the difference. And that's why the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer. So I hope that's useful for you. It was just something I was thinking about this morning from a conversation I had yesterday, and I was like, I need to just put this down somewhere and share it. And obviously the podcast is the right place to do it. Anyway, look, hope that's useful. Good to speak to you again. I know we've been a little bit light on the podcast recently just because I'm a little bit burnt out, quite frankly. So we took a little bit of a rest and we've got these changes going on. I'm now doing CrossFit and my calendar is very busy on random stuff, not even work-related stuff. And so I'm just rejigging everything. So we're just seeing how that all fits in. But hopefully we'll get live again a little bit more often. Anyway, I hope that's useful. Have yourselves a wicked day and we'll speak to you soon. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.